Hello everyone, Amber Irwin here with Social Speak Network. Today I want to talk about the first two steps of our video marketing strategy that we're going to be creating. And these first two steps are pretty important because you want to make sure that when you're doing a video that you know what the end goal is going to be. Each video should have a different topic, a different audience, or you should know who your audience is. So let's start with step one. Step one is all about figuring out who your audience is. And this is something that we've struggled with in the past because with our services, we really can work with any type of business, and we have worked with many different types of businesses. Now we know where our niche is and the types of businesses we want to work with. So thinking of your target audience. And this is the first way to start, first question is, who's your ideal client or patient? And one way to figure that out is looking at your current clientele. You know, who's coming into the office? And of those people that are coming into the office, who do you love to work with? And people say, well, I like to work with them all. They all come in. They're all growing my business. But I know if you think hard and long about this, you're going to have those favorite patients or those favorite clients. And why? Maybe you guys have common interests. They pay their bill on time. They show up on time. They refer you. You enjoy their company just as a person. So think of those things. And then what are their pain points? What are they in your office for? Why are they a patient or a client of yours? What problems are you solving for them? As you put together your video strategy, you're going to want to make sure that you're speaking their language and that it's valuable information for them, that they're already searching for it online. And now they see, oh, they're talking about this. I already know, like, and trust them that they want to learn more from you. Where are they located? You know, with us and what type of business we have, it doesn't matter where our clients are located. We have clients all over the world. But if you're a brick and mortar and you have an office space, okay, what's that mile radius? How far are people willing to drive to come and see you? So that may be 5 miles, that may be 25 miles. So figuring out those cities and that mileage of where, you know, where your target market is located at. What's their lifestyle like? You know, we talk a lot about building that authentic brand and really being transparent with your patients and your clients and with your office staff as well. And so I always like to talk about, you know, what are they into, and have fun videos. You know, for us in Florida, we love to go kayaking. So we may talk about, you know, different kayaking trails that we did over the weekend. There's, you know, my business partner, Caitlin, she loves to ski. She's skiing right now. And so she may talk about different slopes or different deals. So we love to connect with our clients on a much deeper level and thinking of, okay, are they into health and wellness? Are they looking at alternative medicine? Do they love essential oils? Are they into an active lifestyle? What are those things that they're already into that also aligns with your business and what you're doing, and how can you tie those two together? And what can you offer them for free? And I'm not saying kind of like a hook, line, and sinker, but what's that value? And again, this kind of goes back to those pain points. So maybe it's something, a download, and we do content upgrades all the time, which is just a free download. Maybe this is a checklist for, you know, a healthy lifestyle, or a checklist for, you know, keto diet for beginners, or keto lifestyle, or anything that is really, again, going back to those pain points of what your clients are searching for. And so this helps define who your target audience is. And then this will go into step two, which is having a plan. What type of videos are you going to want to do? Because you want those patients, you want to connect with new clients or patients that value your services and your team, that respect your time, that pay you on time, or have, you know, the ability to you know, pay, you have the funds, and the loyalty. I think that building brand loyalty in today's day and age is really important, because any industry really is a dime a dozen. There's, you know, 30 chiropractors within a 10-mile radius of my house. There's, you know, urgent cares on every street. There's social media managers all over. You just got to look on Facebook for 1 second and you're going to see something about social media management or social media training or, you know, real estate agents, whatever it may be. So building that brand loyalty is really important, because we want those clients and those patients coming back to us. So now that you've defined who your target market is and what type of clients or patients you want coming into the office and you want to do business with, now we move into step two, which is having a plan. It sounds so much easier, but having a plan can really hold people up on, what do I need to do? Like, how do I know what videos to talk about? And again, you know, your target market, your current clientele is a goldmine to you. Tap into that and find out what are those topics that they want to know about. So what I always tell our clients when you start with having a plan is you start with interviewing your current clientele. You start with asking your social media platforms what they want to know about, what they find valuable. You ask your staff what they love to talk about or what patients and clients are asking them. You know, our staff has different conversations with different clients, so we're not in every single conversation. So it's important to make sure that we're asking our team, okay, what topics do you think would be beneficial for our clients dealing with XYZ? And so having that plan is taking all that data and really being able to communicate with your audience. So what types of videos are you going to have? And here's just a few ideas. You can have brand videos that talk about, you know, you and the business, and really just kind of those overall informational brand videos. Events, if you do a lot of local events, events can be great videos for Facebook stories. Instagram stories. Instagram stories are always like the number two or number three trend, and we've done videos on that. But you know, events, so you can do, you know, we're at this event. You can do interviews. Interviews with patients and testimonials are huge, because there's a reason why infomercials work, because people, oh, well, if that worked for them, it's going to work for me. So if you take it just a little bit deeper and you're able to interview one of your patients or clients that was dealing with a situation and you were able to solve that problem for them, that could be a really great 2 to 5 minute video. And that's a part of your video marketing strategy. You write out those questions, you write out, you know, how they're going to tell their story, and that's a video right there. How-tos are great. We do a ton of how-tos on our YouTube video, how to work with different WordPress themes, how to use YouTube, TubeBuddy for YouTube, how to change things in Facebook. How-to videos are wonderful. So you have to figure out what are those how-to videos that you can create for your audience. And it's not giving away everything, but if there are certain exercises they can do at home, or if they have a sore muscle, you know, what can they do? And again, I always go back to like the health and wellness industry as far as like essential oils or home remedies, recipes. These are great how-to videos. Case studies are a great way to, case study videos are really good for your website presence as well, because again, this is showing, because you did this, this, and this, how many people were able to benefit or saw a change or whatever. So case study videos are a great way to really show your expertise. Personalized messages, I always love, especially for Instagram stories, kind of like behind the scenes. You know, you're just, when you do Instagram videos, remember when you're doing it from your phone to hold it vertical, okay? When you're doing any other video, you want to, if you're doing it from your phone, have it horizontal. We'll get into that in the next steps. But, you know, hey guys, this is what my workspace looks like today. Or, you know, if you have your kids home from school, this is what, you know, a mompreneur is like, whatever that behind the scenes footage can be. This is us trying to get our staff together for a morning meeting or whatever it is. But I love doing live stories. And I think it's a great way to really show your personality, not only as a business owner, but then also to show your team and kind of, you know, those core values, what you guys are all about. Obviously, any promotional or exclusive offers that you have for your social media audience, that's a great, you know, video. The list goes on and on, you know, tips and tricks. And again, go back to that National Observances days calendar that we had in a blog. I think it was three blogs back now. And look at that, because that those are videos all around that too. So again, it's just creating that plan, and always have, whether you have notes on your phone or a notebook, but always be thinking about what can my next video be about and how can it help my audience? What is my audience looking for? I always tell clients, you know, keep a little journal, and as your clients or patients ask you, you know, questions, or as you see something, you're reading an article, you see something on Facebook that's getting a lot of engagement and you're like, oh, I have something to say about that. Get your phone out, get your computer out, and just record a video. And we'll talk about the technical side next. I hope this was a good help on figuring out your target audience and having a plan. Stay tuned for the next steps.